بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد brothers and sisters alhamdulillah this whole series of signs of Allah which we are doing the ayat which goes on round and round in my head is فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين That's the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the best of creators. So yesterday we talked about the... When I speak about these theories, I don't immediately relate it to some ayat of the Quran, because theories are theories. And the Quran does not need a theory to prove it. Theories, the good thing about theories is that they help us to understand how things probably were. And that's the key word there is probable. Because no one actually witnessed it. How the earth started, what happened. No one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He knows. But by a process of deduction, by various experimentations, by going to places where such conditions as probably were at the time of the beginning of the earth. For example, in Iceland, if you go into the hot springs there which are bubbling springs with boiling water, boiling mud, sulfur. When you collect things like this, then you have a rough idea of probably what were the conditions at the beginning of the world. Then, by a process of iteration, people come to some theory and say, well, probably it was like this. So, therefore, these theories are very interesting, alhamdulillah. But we must understand that they are theories. I mean, we should not state them or believe them to be actual fact. Allah only knows what the fact is. So there was the earth at that time, as I mentioned, collection, eventually rocks, then the water comes in the form of huge storms. If we think about the kind of energy that was generated in the earth at the time, it is incredible. And I'll come to that also in this context. So anyway, you had what scientists like to call stardust. And I think the reason they call it stardust is because they don't know what it was. Because what is the meaning of stardust? So whatever it was, elements. And then there was water. But if you just take... For example, as an experiment, if you just take, some solids and you put water in it, you get mud. Nothing happens. You need another thing there, which is energy. For example, if you take a whole bunch of stuff and chop it up and put it in a pot and put water, you won't get a sauce. You have to put it on the fire. So you need fire, you need energy. And what happened was thunderstorms, lightning storms. Even today, we don't know this and we don't realize it, but from the International Space Station, they have estimated that there are over 100 lightning strikes per second happening every single day in the world, which means roughly there are 8 million lightning strikes happening in the world today as we speak. 8 million per day. Now, in primordial times, this was far more. So, there was a huge amount of lightning. There were these storms of water. There were meteor strikes, multiple meteor strikes. There were volcanic eruptions, massive volcanic eruptions. There were earthquakes, huge earthquakes. There were super tides. I mean, we talk about a tsunami. There was like a tsunami every day. Huge super tides. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about electrical energy, we're talking about heat energy, we're talking about wave energy, we're talking about the energy of impact, which is kinetic energy. All kinds of energy was coming together in the presence of water and in the presence of what was dissolved in the water. Now, water, as I said yesterday, is a universal solvent. Water dissolves everything, including stone, including rock. A simple thing which most of us in these countries we would have noticed many times is that in these common taps that we have on the street or in villages, usually there is we put a piece of stone, granite or something, at the bottom on which you rest your bucket to fill the water. And these taps, invariably they leak. So there is a drop of water dripping. Now you would see that that stone, after a while, there is a depression in the stone where the water is striking. Yeah, I'm sure you would have seen this. So now this is the result of maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years of this drop of water. Now imagine what happens when water is flowing through rocks for thousands of years, for millions of years. That's how things like the Grand Canyon get created, because it's just water flowing. It's just water flowing, dissolving rock, and as it dissolves, the river keeps on going down further and further, and you have this enormous, Hyderabad went and saw it also, you have this gorge, you know, which we call the Grand Canyon. There are many such in the world. Grand Canyon is not the only one. There are many, many such in the world. There are phenomenal ones in China. I saw one in Oman, which is amazing to see, and so on. So water, so here is this water, which is a universal solvent. In this water are dissolved all kinds of things. And then you have this energy, you have this fire and lightning and so on. And what gets created is life. It's carbon from which comes life. And the first thing that got created is bacteria. Single cell organisms. Amoeba-like things. So, bacteria. Now, it's easy enough to say that this was, this got created, and then these, you know, became multiple cell organisms and so on and so on and so on. And eventually, it culminated in Ali Uddin Haider, who is sitting here. But the point is that big question is why? Because obviously, there was no rule to say that the single cell must necessarily combine with another cell. Why? We could have had this whole world and we could have had the oceans full of single cell organisms, which they are even today. I mean, there are. If you see the actual inhabitants of this earth even today are actually bacteria. If you take the mass of bacteria compared to everything else together, the mass of bacteria is more than everything else together. What bacteria do in terms of converting energy to other forms of using energy, of creating carbon dioxide, of creating oxygen, and so on and so forth, photosynthesis and all that. This is more than any other organism does. So bacteria could have remained bacteria. Where was the compulsion for the bacteria to do anything else? But what actually happened, if you look at it, you had a bacterium, the bacterium is going along, it comes along in contact with another organism, and this organism engulfs it, it basically eats it, but instead of digesting it, this now becomes a more complex two-celled creature. And then this combines with something else. And then over the years, you have more and more complex creatures. Now, even in there, so as I said, first of all, there was no rule to say that this must happen. But it happened. There was no rule to say that now, okay, so now you have creatures which are, 10 cells, 20 cells, 50 cells. What is to say that these creatures were to evolve into the colors of a peacock? What is to say that these creatures were to evolve into something like a tiger? What is to say that these creatures were to evolve into something like a spider web? Spider silk is finer than hair. It is stronger than steel. It is elastic like you won't believe. And it is sticky than some of the most powerful adhesives than gum. That is spider web. It comes out of a spider. Spider webs, the spider in a web, it gives each of the web threads a different tension. It tightens some and it keeps some loose. Because of that, when it is sitting in the center of the web, when any insect or anything hits any part of the web, the spider can say whether that thing which hit the web is food or whether it is a potential mate. imagine. And this is only, now what is to say, where was the rule to say that this has to be created? There was no such rule. There was no such rule. And this is only one thing. I mean, how do I describe the variety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation? That's why I like to spend as much time as I can in the bush. Because every single thing, there is so much of complexity. Then add to this the complexity of human beings. And Allah mentioned this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have created you in multiple colors and multiple shapes and multiple sizes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions languages. What is to say that all of this happened, but then we could not communicate with each other because we didn't have language? But Allah gave us language. Allah gave us language in a way where not only can we communicate, physical things. Like this is a bag, this is a carpet, this is something. I'm feeling cold, I'm feeling hot. So from physical things you are coming to, you can't see cold. I say I'm feeling cold. If I say I'm feeling cold, you know what I mean, right? To conveying abstract thought. To conveying abstract thought. Which has no reality. I mean, the abstract thought by definition is something which is not real. But we have language which conveys abstract thought. What is poetry? How does a couplet in poetry bring tears to the eyes? It happens to anybody who, has happened to all of us. How does it happen? Tell me. How does it make you happy? How does it make you sad? How does all this happen? فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. This is Allah. Jalla Jalla. Variety, more and more and newer and newer and newer. And final point is, all of this is true. The big question to ask is, how come today, and alhamdulillah it doesn't happen, how come today we don't have meteor strikes like they were in the primordial times? How come today we don't have super tides which the tide comes and, half of Mumbai is gone, or the tide comes and half of San Francisco is gone? It doesn't happen, no? It doesn't happen. Alhamdulillah, very good. Right? How come we, even though there are 8 million lightning strikes per day happening in this world as I speak, how many people do you know who died of because they got struck by lightning? Once in a while you hear a story. 8 million per day are happening, lightning strikes. How come buildings are not burning down? How come people are not getting killed? Or how come there are no sudden volcanic eruptions happening, all over the world like they happened in those times? Who controls this? Who allows us to live in safety and in comfort, even though he has the power and he made it happen? All of this life came out of this situation of what do you call this? I mean, potential destruction or, enormous primordial violence. But life came out of that. But then once life has come out of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a cap on that also. What would happen if any of these things happen today? We'd be finished, right? But it doesn't happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it contained. This is not just the khudrat of Allah, but it's also the sifat of rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbul alameen. Which means the one who takes something from a state of incompleteness to a state of completeness and perfection. Shay naqis ko batadrij kamal ke darja tak pahunchaye. Something which is naqis, batadrij, by stage, to a stage of completion and perfection. This is Rabbul Alameen. And that is what we are seeing here. So if you're taking something to a state of perfection, then conditions have to be conducive to that. And those conditions have been created. Over millions of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created those conditions, where conditions which were in a particular way in the beginning are no longer there today, alhamdulillah, to both. If that violence was not there at the beginning of the earth, maybe there would be no life. And if that violence didn't stop, again there would be no life. It would get destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did what He had to do at that time, and Allah does what He has to do now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what He has to do when He finishes all of this. And then Allah said, إِذَا ذُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Now understand this ayat in the context of the creation of the earth. That is what Allah already showed us. إِذَا ذُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. We have already seen. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهُ. Man is asking, what is this? What is this? This is what you already saw. This is what you already saw. The conditions being described are the conditions at the primordial time of the creation of the earth. وَاللَّهُ عَلَمُ. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand and to, for His glory and majesty to impermeate our hearts and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.